A psychologist from San Antonio's Haven for Hope came to Rapid City Thursday to speak to a crowd of more than 200 people at the Dahl Arts Center. This was a second trip for Gilbert Gonzalez. He also visited in 2011 to help city and county officials kick off plans for a comprehensive service center for homeless people. Gonzalez says addiction and mental illness often underlie homelessness, and treating the issues can ultimately save taxpayers a lot of money. Gonzalez says Haven for Hope looks like a 37-acre college campus and offers food, housing, job coaching, and medical and dental care, as well as treatment and rehabilitation. There's also an area where people who are intoxicated can sleep, get a meal, and take a shower without committing to entering the Haven. He says before the center offered crisis intervention, police officers would often pick up mentally ill people who were out of control and book them into jail.
I can't tell you the heartbreak every time that I've gotten the calls from the mom that's 76 years old, who's got a son that's 38 and is schizophrenic or homeless or drug addicted, and she doesn't know what to do and can barely take care of herself. That's when we've got to come together.
But Gonzalez says services can't end with crisis intervention.
And so you begin with a small little crisis center. Then you realize that to run a crisis center, you really have to have substance abuse services. If you have substance abuse services, you have to have rehabilitative services. You have to have interagency cross-systems case coordination. And those are things that evolve as you become more sophisticated according to the priorities of the county.
He says services have to be far-reaching, forgiving of relapses, and available to people whose mental illnesses might be lifelong. Rapid City has for years been working toward offering these services. Now the organizer, Collective Impact, has finished studies of community services, and plans are moving forward to site a comprehensive homeless campus in the old National American University across from the Public Safety Building. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.